This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Before the pandemic, the Yellow-Green Farmers Market in Hollywood was a favorite spot for locals and for tourists. At its peak last year, up to 10,000 people would come through to eat and buy produce any given Saturday or Sunday. The last day it was open was March 15th, and it almost reopened for July 4th weekend. Then the spike in cases stopped that from happening. I caught up with three different vendors at the market to check in and see how their businesses are changing.
The last day that we were open, I had this sign that I made that said, "Ask me about the apocalypse," which I thought was very funny at the time. I also put up specials out front. They were apocalypse martinis.
Elizabeth Becker's sense of humor embraces chaos. She owns and runs a restaurant with her husband, Frank. Chill Bar. It's been a popular brunch spot in the back of the Yellow-Green Market since 2011. The last weekend the market was open,
everybody was walking around the market, you know, all of the vendors talking to each other, go, "I don't know what's going to happen next." I was like, well, I didn't know what to wear, so I chose steampunk. I thought that was apocalyptic enough, which is how seriously I was taking it. I was concerned about what one wore to it. I had no idea it was going to become what it is today.
In the beginning, most people didn't really understand what was coming.
Things were already getting weird. I'd gone out and gotten gloves for staff to wear, which was, you know, way before we were all wearing masks and face shields and social distancing and all the rest of it.
At its peak last year, there were 300 small businesses at the Yellow-Green Farmers Market. Inside and outside the crowded open warehouse, people sell food and plants, CBD oil, jewelry, and artwork. Lots of the vendor booths at the Yellow-Green Market in Hollywood run on temporary event licenses. Chill Bar, though, is a fully licensed restaurant. They could technically do takeout service if they wanted. And Becker says they thought about it. But when they asked the market,
they absolutely refused to allow us to do any kind of takeout. That's their choice. You can't argue with them.
Becker is 60. Her husband is 66. Chill Bar was their retirement plan to supplement Social Security checks.
Now it's gone.
She says they've tried to use this time to recharge. And with the spike in cases, take health experts' advice to just stay home.
We've been working our whole lives, and this is the longest vacation we've taken since before we had children. We always wear a mask when we go out. We wash our hands. We don't see anybody. We don't do a whole lot like retired people do. I garden, Frank cooks.
The Beckers are not confident they will open their restaurant back up.
There's too many people who aren't following guidelines to make it safe.
A couple of options they're exploring when it is safe. Bottling their sauces from Chill Bar to sell, or delivering cocktails, if that's still allowed in a post-pandemic Florida. When the Yellow-Green Market closed, Chill Bar had four part-time employees. Beth Becker remembers that tough goodbye conversation.
I said, I have no idea what's going to happen next, you know, but I mean, I'll tell you as soon as I do know. I actually wasn't able to pay some of them until just recently when I finally got some of the CARES Act, like 2 weeks ago. They had other jobs, but those jobs aren't available either. They're just kind of doing like a wait and see thing, like we all are.
The Beckers are open to turning over Chill Bar to somebody else. For them, this moment of change has converged with the Black Lives Matter movement and influenced their search for the right new chef.
We wanted to give it to an African-American chef when it reopens, raising up people of color with their own business. So we're still looking for somebody who, you know, wants to do this.
Unlike Beth Becker, Lisa Stagtout barely remembers that last weekend her booths were open.
All I remember was a whirlwind.
Stagtout has two spots in the market. Her business is called Herb and Tapestry. She sells herbs, spices, and teas.
We had the biggest weekend we'd ever had.
Elderberry was popular.
The people that shop with me are interested in keeping themselves healthy or taking something as a remedy to help them feel better. So I was insanely busy.
She decided to keep paying half her rent while the market's closed. This way, the market will let her keep her current rate once it can reopen. And paying during the shutdown will apply to future rent when she returns.
And what happens if it never happens? Those questions don't really get answered, so it's month to month.
She's been taking call-in orders, trying to work on a website. But orders have slowed down a lot.
I assume that's because people aren't working. I feel like I'm in a good position. And I don't think that if this went on for another 6 months, that would be the same.
Part of the reason Stagtout feels like she's in a good position, her sympathetic landlord at her other location, close to downtown Hollywood.
I've been able to pay him rent pretty much on time until this month. And now he's like, well, that's okay. You can pay me late or keep me informed, just pay in bits as I can. And I think when you have that person to person, it's much easier to get on.
Stagtout really wants to bring Herb and Tapestry back to the Yellow Green Market. She's been there for 5 years. When she thinks about her favorite things about being there, though, what she sees now are weekends that are much less carefree.
The days of bumping shoulders inside the market and dogs smelling each other's noses, you just won't be able to do that.
There was no income, zero income coming in. We were trying to get government assistance. We applied for everything under the sun, and we weren't getting anything back.
From mid-March to almost the end of April, Jason Hadley says he couldn't even get back into the market to get his supplies and equipment.
So lucky that we're not paycheck to paycheck. If we were paycheck to paycheck, it would have hurt even more.
Hadley is the man behind the popular food spot at the market, the Bang Shack, where he's made his chicken bang dip for the last 3.5 years. Chicken, mild cheddar, spinach.
And then Area 51, top secret ingredients.
Now he's trying to take his dip recipe and the vegetarian and vegan versions to a new brick and mortar restaurant in Hollywood. He signed the lease earlier this summer because he was able to negotiate 6 months of not paying rent. It's been his dream for a while, but it will also solve the problem of having to be closed when the market is closed. He was already thinking about a restaurant instead, but Hadley says he still hopes he can spend a few more months at the market.
I have a huge following at the Yellow Green Farmers Market, so I will be utilizing the partial rents that I've been paying to have it cover a few months to promote my new spot.
He started making his bang dip at home in small batches and selling them out of another shop with ties to the market, K. Rico Coffee in Hollywood.
You know, just to generate some sort of income.
Meanwhile, the Yellow Green Farmers Market has been building chicky huts outside to encourage people to social distance when they can come back. There's no set date for that yet. And even if there were, Beth Becker from Chill Bar says there's a lot to be nervous about.
I don't know how anybody can be successful there now until there's a vaccine.
Until there's a vaccine. The hope everyone is holding on to as we try to plan for what comes next. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.